This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can we real quick just nip something? Can we nip something in the bud? If there's something that knows about nip what in the bud, it's our guy Josh Vernier.
Nice. We need you to nip something in the bud right now because I'm sick of some texters on something.
These are different people, and I understand like sometimes people's names are pronounced wrong and all that. But we have had multiple texts over the last 3 days saying you guys got to stop saying Cags's name wrong. They don't think it's Caglione. They think it's like Caglione. No, it's not. That's not how his family pronounces it, right?
All that matters is how he pronounces
Correct.
It.
Correct. And it's Caglione,
yeah,
right?
Listen.
I mean, what do we
do? Because Vernier is not the way you're supposed to pronounce my name either. I'm sure it's Vernier.
Right.
But, yeah, Lefebvre was talking about it last night on the radio broadcast.
Yeah, because people are texting, if he's Italian, it's Caglione. I'm just telling you how his family calls their last name or says their last name, Caglione. And that's how they say it. That's how we're
going to say it. John Morosi of MLB Network speaks like a billion different languages. He, Italian being one of them.
Now that Jack Caglione is in the major leagues, can we please universally agree upon the proper Italian pronunciation of
which is
Caglione?
Yeah, that's just not what he goes by, though.
I mean, that just like sounds racist. There's something about that makes me very uncomfortable the way he says
what?
That. I don't like any of that, Vern. It makes me very uncomfortable.
You make a strong point.
And again, as a reminder, Vern, if you haven't seen the video stream, today I am wearing a shirt of Vinny Pasquantino and Jack Caglione from spring training in their white A shirts, and the shirt says, Meatballs go pasta la vista. So that's really saying something about how I feel about that pronunciation.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that T-shirt.
Gold seems genuinely uncomfortable. He's worried I'm going straight to HR with it, I think.
No, I didn't say that. Anyway, Josh Vernier.
Caglione.
Cags debut yesterday. What did you make of it? Obviously, it's 0-for-5 day, but I don't know why anybody's opinion should be any different than what it was 24 hours ago.
No. And again, Drew, still have that echo in my ear. If you could help out with that, I'd really appreciate it. As far as Jack Caglione, he hit the ball hard. He certainly looked the part. And again, the thing about it is, terrific, nice job. The thing about it is, the impact isn't something that we expected to see right away in game one. To me, the impact was felt before the game even started when you head inside that St. Louis Cardinals pitchers meetings. Bobby Witt Jr. is where they begin, but who's second? I think Jack Caglione's name is brought up pretty early, if not right after Bobby Witt Jr. in those pregame conversations between the coaches and the starting pitcher and the catcher. And listen, I know he went 0-for-5, but I can promise you the way that they pitched Salvador Perez was somewhat different than it has been previously. Whoever, Nick Lofton would have been hitting behind Salvi. I don't think Salvi ends the first inning and the fourth inning the way that he did yesterday if Nick Lofton's standing in the on-deck circle. And that's not to knock Nick. He started that six-run inning with a solo bomb of his own. But the threat that Caglione presents makes you view this Royals lineup differently. It's not as easily maneuvered through the way that it once was when you had a slumping Salvi, looks-to-be resurgent Vinny, an outstanding Bobby, and then a bunch of Punch and Judy surrounding them. Now you have a guy that can change the game with one swing of the bat in a fashion that not many other big leaguers truly can. That to me is the immediate impact, despite the fact that he went 0 for 5.
I was impressed, and I think you said it on postgame, Vern. The one thing that I always think will relate to, like, will he find hits in the big leagues? I just don't think you're going to hit four balls that hard, two especially hard, like two of the four hardest hit balls in baseball last night, and not find some gaps. Nolan Arenado is a fantastic defender. More than anything, what Caglione learned last night is major league defense is better than minor league defense.
Yeah, and I'm sure he learned over the course. He, what, faced three different pitchers in the game last night? He's also learning the difference in pitching. I mean, the average big leaguer this season is hitting below 250. So to expect Jack Caglione to hit better than 250 right out of the gate, I mean, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure, right? We've seen plenty of tremendous talents come up and struggle. The impact that he makes is the threat of his presence in the lineup. Now, he's going to need to run into a few home runs, but again, Cody, like you're talking about, with an exit velo like that, with strength like that, I'll just go back to my overall thoughts on the decision to call up Jack Caglione and what he can be. It doesn't feel like a dice roll. When you make it to the big leagues after, you know, less than 80 games, is he going to be Aaron Judge? I don't know. Is he Giancarlo Stanton and Shohei Ohtani? I certainly hope so, but I can promise you this. He's going to be a good big leaguer for the Kansas City Royals for the next six seasons. Is he a superstar? He could be. I mean, he checks every single box. It certainly appears as if two of the most marketable players in the sport now will reside in Kansas City at least through the 2030 season. So these next 5.5 years to me are like a new era of Royals baseball. We're not going to be blindsided by an evaluation season. We're not going to take any step backs as an organization. The goal every single year is World Series or bust, because I mentioned 2030. At the end of 2030, as Bobby's turning 30 years of age, he'll have that decision to make of whether or not I opt out and renegotiate a contract or dip my toe into free agency. At that same time, Caglione will be 27 and entering his final year of team control. So the next 5.5 years are solely about winning and proving to Bobby, man, there's nowhere else you would rather be. To me, the Royals are entering an era where they pay great players and good players want to stay in Kansas City. It's a 1-2 punch that is going to become the face of this franchise. To me, it has a real opportunity to be the third golden age of Royals baseball.
Yeah, I don't think it was a coincidence though. Last night, too, I don't know where they'll be in the home clubhouse, but on the road, Vinny was a few spots to the left, but Bobby Witt Jr. and Jack Caglione on their lockers right next to each other.
Yeah, and you guys have had plenty of opportunities to talk to the both of them. Both Bobby and Jack are almost created in a baseball lab, and then you talk to them, and they're as humble as they come to where, you know, I mean, we work with people that have so much less talent than those two, and the egos are like 15 times as big
no question.
As those two. So, man, not only do they check every box on the field, but as far as being a contributor to the community in Kansas City, it certainly seems as if they're going to fall in line with Mahomes and Kelsey of, man, not only do we love them on the field, but boy, is it great to have them in our city.
It really stood out to me, Vern, the admittance, the of all the stuff, J.J. Piccolo, when he was on our show yesterday, when he spoke to the media before the game yesterday. One thing that I thought a lot of GMs, and you talked about this when he said Pete Alonso, I think a lot of GMs don't admit, which is Do you make this decision based in the idea that you don't want to waste this level of starting pitching that you can in no way guarantee getting every year? He's like, yeah, what are you kidding? I mean, I don't want to waste that. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be in this position. I like them admitting that, that there's no point in having starting pitching like this if you're not going to win games with it.
And they exhausted every other option for thump. For power, for guys that can change the game with one swing of the bat. Again, just imagine how easy the pregame pitchers' meetings had been prior to the arrival of Jack Caglione. And shoot, even if you go back a couple of weeks before Vinny started to once again look like the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, where the strikeout-to-walk ratio is almost an even 1-to-1. Vinny's looking locked in over the past few weeks. Prior to that, it's... don't give anything to hit. Don't give Bobby anything to hit or we're going to cut you. And, you know, other than that, try not to give up four straight singles and you'll be all right. You know, MJ, Renfro, Massey, all of the guys that you were hoping could provide power alongside the big three in the middle of the lineup have not. You know, MJ's gone, Renfro's gone, Massey's all but gone, now buried in the eighth spot, trying to find time out there, but India's starting to turn it around. You have better options in the outfield. The time, the at-bats certainly seem to be slipping away for a guy like Michael Massey. So, yeah, it's nice that they admit that they don't want this pitching to go to waste. And it has been. People could say it's been going to waste all season. But it made sense early on when you have Renfro and Melendez and Massey to give them an opportunity. But once they continue to tell you that none of us can do it, and Salvi can't do it, and Vinny hadn't been doing it, you had to do something because finally, at least over the past week and a half in that series loss to the Detroit Tigers, that almost not completely kills your division title hopes, but makes them incredibly difficult. Boy, that Tiger series was certainly a telltale sign that things can slip away quickly. The division may have already slipped away. Don't allow the comfort that you feel holding one of these wild card spots, don't allow that to slip away because finally the offense was killing you, right? You're now on pace for 83, 85 wins. That's not a playoff team. Make a move. And the Royals did, and again, to me, this is another reflection of the new era of Royals baseball, where ownership pays people, the general manager, the front office are aggressive, they're not restricted by ownership, and the coaching staff is not a bunch of, you know, stubborn men and women. It's people that are willing to adjust, to move Mike Cal up to the three spot, to, you know, we'll see if it's take Jonathan India out of the leadoff spot. But if you have those three bunched up at the top, I like that. I like that speed at the top, speed at the bottom, power in the middle. It just seems as if we're embarking on the third golden age of Royals baseball, top to bottom, from the players to ownership. It's a good time where everyone's tugging on the same end of the rope with the same goals, and that is to win the whole damn thing.
We're talking to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider here on 96.5. The Fan, of course, is on deck show tonight, 5:30, if the Royals have game two against the Cardinals, 6:45 first pitch. Is the decision now with Noah Cameron and Michael Lorenzen just a simple one? Is it just Michael Lorenzen's got to go to the bullpen now? Where are you at on that?
It seems that obvious. The only thing that has me hesitating, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. You were talking with JJ and the manager and everybody yesterday at the ballpark. But JJ told you guys yesterday that Cole Reagans was lined up to start on Friday, correct?
Yeah, he did.
And now Reagans is going tomorrow, which, terrific. Yeah, hey, I'm excited to have Cole Reagans back. I'm just wondering, has there been a setback with Seth Lugo, who... could have pitched tomorrow in the finale against St. Louis, would have lined up for him. Are they just giving him extra time as he deals with that middle finger strain, blister thing? Or has something popped up that's going to force Lorenzen to stick around? So, yeah, obviously, Michael Lorenzen, back-to-back stinkers. Noah Cameron is the modern-day Fernando Valenzuela. I want Noah Cameron to stick around, and Michael Lorenzen would be a nice boost for this bullpen that's currently without Hunter Harvey and Lucas Ursig. So, yeah, that seems like the obvious move, but you never know when you have an already banged up 33, 34-year-old in Seth Lugo.
Have you been impressed by their ability to cover the bullpen, considering they've been without some of their bigger names, like Steven Cruz and Daniel Lynch, whoever? They made it work with some guys, Vern, and guys at the AAA level that have come up and pitched really well.
And again, this is a destination now for people like that. We saw it with Sam Long. Taylor Clark wanted to come back. Taylor Clark was outstanding last night. He's allowed one run across 13 innings. John Schreiber's been a stud. You know, the whole Hunter Harvey thing, I wish I wouldn't have even brought his name up. I don't even know if we still even sit around and wait for him. That to me, yeah, is just now one of those things where, you know, I'm sure the Chiefs have had wide receivers like that. They're just escaping me, the name. So the guy where, you know what, you're out of sight, you're out of mind. I'm sick of waiting for you and hoping for the best. But to your question, yeah, top to bottom, the pitching department has shined, really, since we saw the change dating back in 2023. So, again, a new era of Royals baseball where this is a place where, you know, if it's a tie, I'm going to Kansas City because they're going to make me better.
Josh Vernier will be listening a little bit later on tonight. Appreciate it, man.
And Carlos Estevez on pace for 45 saves. Go ahead and cash that ticket, Gold.
I was going to say, I think I need the only part I need
still. I didn't even think you said 45.
Said career high, which is 32, I think, is all he needs. But no, I need the all-star appearance to make it complete, all the way complete.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.